That means life becomes subordinate to the father.
For his experience, for his growth.
This experience, you have got some experience, I have got some experience, I have got experience. But, so far you are talking on Bhagavad Gita, because you say that the Arjuna has written on the Bhagavad Gita. Then the Bhagavad Gita says, Bhagavad Gita, as you say, Krishna says, Matta Parataran Magna, Kinchi Jasti Dhananya, Mahi Sarva, Idam, Protam, Sutri Mani Varai, like that. He says that Matta Parataran, there is no more superior, supramental, supreme personality. As you say, supramental, it is with reference to a person. Just like Aurobindo supramental. That means it is with reference to the Aurobindo person. Is it not? Any mentor, as you say mentor, it is with reference to a person.
Even if somebody says he is a supramental or not, a yogi automatically, when he is in touch with the creative power, he gets the knowledge of past, present and future.
Then why your knowledge and my knowledge differ?
Because of our construction of mind.
Yes, that's it.
The vibration comes the same, but one poet may write a poetry of a very high
experience,
and another can be a lower form. But both of them are true. For me, even the lower poetry is true, the higher is true, but it is a question of gradation, merely where the man has reached to.
And everything is true, but higher true and lower true.
Both are true, but both are not the same thing.
Then why higher and lower?
Because of this evolutionary state.
That's all. Then higher must be taken as higher, lower must be taken as lower. Just like a child's mental condition. And his father's mental condition, they are not the same thing.
Sir, today is lower, higher, maybe tomorrow is lower.
Then you have to admit, tomorrow he may be higher, but there is always the same thing, higher and lower. That you have to admit.
It's a manifestation.
Your son. Tomorrow he will be grown up like you, but at the present moment, his mental condition, your mental condition, there
is an evolution.
Yes, that I understand. But these two things will continue.
As long as he is evolving and I am evolving separately.
Yes.
As individual.
No.
Because
you are individual. Do you think that Aurobindo's mental condition and your mental condition is the same?
No.
Then here is higher and lower?
Yeah, no.
Why not? One time you say no,
yes, then a different condition. You are higher and lower.
Huh?
Gradations you can use.
Yes, that will exist, always.
Always.
Always. Now, where that evolution will end?
When there will be world of Anand, a new type of world, animals...
That is an expectation. That will never be done. As you believe in Aurobindo, when there will be, we say, in the material world, there will be no such thing.
Lord will be minus one, if he cannot create a...
No, Lord is not minor.
It's a minor body on the...
No, Lord is not minor. Then you have to take information from the Bhagavad Gita. As Lord says, Dukkhalam Ahasatam. In this material world, it is everything Dukkhalam Ahasatam. Because you talk from the Bhagavad Gita, therefore I am talking from the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita say about this material world as Dukkhalayam Asasatam. It is a place of misery only.
Provided this is the body.
It is body you have bought, how you can deny?
The next revolution has to be another body.
That is your expectation.
Already this meeting before us, the animals have come, and about the animals, we are there, we can't be the end of it. The next book is this a yogic life or a yogic
body. What is that aim? That you do not know.
It will be always unfolding.
That would be always unknown.
Yes, the Lord is
that is saying.
Nobody can limit Lord.
No, that is unknown to you. But according to Bhagavad Gita, it is not unknown. There is a standard, there is a perfection state.
As long as I have got body, I can never know.
That's all right. You so long you have got the
Bhagavad Gita.
But you hear me. You have come to pay some dice. You are talking on the Bhagavad Gita. I say on the Bhagavad Gita. So long you have got this body, there is no perfection. That's a fact. But Bhagavad Gita says, Tatka deham punar janma naiti maneti kaunte. Bhagavad Gita says, that if you understand the Krishna consciousness philosophy, janma karma, first of all, you always remember that whatever you are talking on the Bhagavad Gita, on the basis of Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita says, janma karma me dibbam jujana ti tattata. If you simply understand Krishna, what is Krishna, then Kapta Deha, giving up this body, you will not have to accept heavenness. This is statement of Bhagavad Gita. But so long he will accept this body, material body, he'll remain imperfect. There cannot be any perfection. It may be gradation. There are 8,400,000 forms of life. There is Brahma and there is Ankosh. Both of them are living entities. But the status quo of the Ank and the status quo of Brahma is not the same. Higher consciousness, higher mentality. So, they are all immaterial. None of them are perfect. Between Brahma and Ank, there are millions of other living entities. 8 million, not only 1 million, millions. 8,400,000 forms of life. They are all imperfect. Because they have accepted this material body as a Brahma or Ant. But your perfection will come when you do not accept this material. That is the destination of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Tatta Deham Punar Janma Nai. After quitting this body, he does not accept anymore this material body. That means he becomes perfect. That is taken in another place. Samsiddhim Paramangata. Samsiddhim Paramangata. Find out this verse. Mamupita Kauntiya Dukhara Masasatam Nasnupatuti Mahatmana Samsiddhim Paramana Mamupita. Right on this. Now, unless you take some standard book of knowledge, we cannot talk. If you talk physically, I talk physically, then there will be no end of them. We have to, because you told me the other day, in the Bhagavad Gita, that is all. Here is the standard everyone accepts. Now, you have heard it?
Mamu
Pesu Kuna Janma. Mamu Pesu
Kuna
Janma. Yeah. No, you don't ask. You're talking.
Abrahma.
Huh? Yes.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka. Abhakina or Kuna. Mamu Pesu Kuna Janma. Kuna Janma Nadishyate.
Yes. Now, here is the perfection state. Now, what is the answer?
From the highest panic in the material world down to the lowest, all are faces of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again.
So as soon as you have to take birth, you have to die. Just like Aurobindo took birth, he died. Everyone, even Brahma, it may be a long duration or a small duration, that doesn't matter. Everyone, that is the perfection knowledge, how to solve this birth and death problem, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. জন্ম মৃত্যু জরা ব্যাধি দুঃখ দোষাবোধন করত। As soon as we are under these clutches of birth and death, old age and disease, we are imperfect. Very imperfect. Whatever I may be, you may. But if I am subjected to birth, death, old age and disease, then I am imperfect. Therefore, the perfection of life is when you haven't got to take birth or die or become diseased and go. That is perfect.
The world must be somewhere in existence.
Yes, that is indicated.
But the pressure of the world can come on our world also.
No, that one will come. That knowledge. Just like we are getting this knowledge, Krishna there. Krishna is giving us the knowledge. You can get the knowledge and make your life perfect.
That word must be in existence
somewhere.
That is your theory.
But that is not possible.
The creation is always unfolding more and more and becoming of
Creation is already there. Your knowledge is imperfect. You do not know what is that.
2 billion years before, there was no human being living here.
That is Raskaldam. Foolishness. Yes. Because you say 2 million of years ago, now...
2 million, whatever you may say, whatever amount of time...
Yes, four yugas. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, we are talking about it. Sahasra yuga pachyantam arhajya brahmano vidu. You study Bhagavad Gita, you'll understand. Sahasra yuga pajanta. One yuga means 43 lakhs of years. And multiply by And 43 lakhs of years multiply by 1,000. Then how much it comes? 43 lakhs multiplied by
1,000.
30 crores. That is only 12 hours of Brahma. So why you got 2 million?
No, I said 6 billion.
6 billion you may say, but this is only 12 hours of Brahma.
Yes.
So just see how long he is living. Hundreds of millions of years he is living. And you say 2 million.
So when you say Brahma, you mean Supreme or the...
No, Brahma is a person like you and me. But Brahma is also a living entity. Just like we are all living entities. Similarly, Brahma is also a living entity. Just like you are bigger than the ant, Brahma is bigger than me. That is the difference. But he is also a living entity. So he lives for millions and millions of years. Sir, the other gentleman also not understand. Our Atnari. So let him come, then he said, begin. So it is not a fact that 2 million of years ago there was no meaning. This is all that. Time is immemorial, And many, many millions of years ago, there are living entities, not perfect living entities, they are still living, but we have no information. Just like Brahma. Brahma's 12 hours. If you believe in the Bhagavad, statement of Bhagavad, Sahasra Yugaparjantam Arahasyat Brahma no Vidu. Read that.
Sahasra Yugaparjantam Arahasyat Brahma no Vidu. Bhattin Yuga Sahasvantam Deva Rasa Vidu. By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together is the duration of Brahma's one day, and such also is the duration of his life.
Now, this 43 lakh of years multiplied by 1,000, how many years it is?
430 crores.
That is day. Similarly, 430 crores, night.
4,300 crores.
So, 4,300 crores, that is day. And similarly, night. Now, this becomes complete 24 hours. Similarly, 1 month. Similarly, 1 year. And he lives for 1,100 years. Now, calculate.
You have the total here. You have the total here. 100 years by Earth calculations total to 311,040,040,000 Earth years.
See, if you believe in Bhagavad Gita, that is the right thing. You cannot say all these things. But if you take this also, that is another thing. You have to take a stand. अच्छा आज हम मंदिर नहीं जा सकूंगा I got some important engagement with Mrs. Mann. She is the proprietor of the bank. So, तो मैं सब मंदिर जाऊँ So you can go and see the temple.